Hey, it's the Pete for the Pete podcast from thepete.com and the Pete other things like .org. I think that's actually all I have is the Pete.org and the Pete.com. Someone else has the Pete.net. That's not me. Anyway, let's get straight to the point. So remember a couple weeks ago I was talking about the drug war being basically racist? Yeah, funny thing, not only was it just, you know, complete garbage made up to ostracize certain segments of the American population, but it was also full of crap on a strictly medical level. I went to this thing at American Museum of Natural History here in New York, as I often do. It's called Sci Cafe. If you're in the city, first Wednesday of the month during the, I guess, the spring and early summer, they do this wonderful series called Sci Cafe, and it is really interesting. They basically made up of really interesting lectures from various scientific authorities, and it's really cool. A bunch of years ago, the one happened to fall on my birthday, so I was able to. That one happened to be hosted by none other than Neil deGrasse Tyson, my high priest, because I am not religious, but if I did have to claim a religion, it would be science, and I'm a big fan of Neil deGrasse Tyson, and anyway, so I got to see him. He actually didn't do a lecture. He did a Q&A for like an hour-ish, hour and a half-ish, which was awesome. It's always interesting listening to him talk about just about anything. So this past week, which was actually last week now that I think about it, So there was a lecture on addiction. And so they had a guy who was a doctor, who studied addiction. He had done a bunch of studies on rats who he got hooked on cocaine, the rats, not him. And it was really fascinating that statistically he discovered that I'm trying to remember exactly where he got all of his, or got his stats from. I don't think it was just the rats. I think it was in real life. He looked at studies that determined that of all the people who use cocaine on a regular basis, only 15%-ish actually become addicted. That's right. And this bore out, I guess, in his tests with rats. And, you know, how messed up is that? So if you remember my anger a few weeks ago, on the Pete podcast, we were sold a bill of goods that drugs were bad. And if you were addicted to them, you were weak. There was a flaw in your character that made you want to do drugs and then become addicted to them. And you shouldn't even try them because you might get addicted. And the statistics don't bear that out at all. The vast majority of us who try and do drugs, like cocaine, we don't get addicted. And I have never done drugs. I have never been that interested in drugs because I'm like kind of a tremendous control freak. But I realize now, when I actually look at the facts and understand the science and look at how the drug war was politicized, or in fact classicized, essentially, I realize that this is just, you know, another way we cannot trust, you know, our government, you know, and even to a certain degree, some scientists who aren't looking at the whole picture. So because people, you know, scientists are people and people can be corrupt. There are actually quite a few scientists who, you know, who were paid to lie about climate change and global warming for years. And they were wrong. And luckily there were enough scientists who came out and said, hey, this is not the case. And, you know, and when you look at the numbers when it comes to drugs, drugs are not bad, okay? And I guess in a way we all knew that, but to have it be in the numbers just makes me angry, because why weren't the numbers quoted to us in the first place? Well, because they wouldn't serve the political means to control society. And, you know, and so I just think about, like, all of the things that I did to avoid drugs and all the assumptions I made. You know, and I just think, as I mentioned previously, it's like, this is terrible. You know, this is something that I did, and I spoke out and up against, saying drugs are bad, don't do them, don't break the law, don't, you know, put this poison in you. And then it turns out, you know, cocaine's probably no worse than, in fact, it's less worse than alcohol, because alcohol has higher rates of addiction, I believe. This wasn't in the lecture the other day, but the point is, you know, drug war. Another reason drug war is full of shit, and another reason you probably shouldn't be trusting the government so much. You know, they just are politicizing stuff and making stuff up and trying to manipulate us. I don't know why. You know, years ago, when I was gearing up to write The Key Chronicle, which is a book series I wrote, and you can get the first of the series on Amazon. You can actually just go to thekeychronicle.com if you want to check it out. It's a conspiracy thriller. I was trying to come up with a justification, you know, for why the government would want to control our every move, and I kind of couldn't do it. Ultimately, I came up with another, more interesting conspiracy that is the basis for The Key Chronicle, and you should check it out if you're interested in, if you get a kick out of conspiracies. And I basically couldn't do it, but lo and behold, here come these government, you know, the proof that the government was trying to engineer, you know, our society in a way that they could control it, I guess. I don't really know. I mean, why would Nixon want to marginalize black people anyway? Because they were against the war? Why the war? Just what? What would, to stop communism? Or was it actually because they were making a ton of money off of the military industrial complex? I mean, I don't know. I don't think that would be the case, because there are better ways to make money or to encourage war than, you know, denying black. It just seems like a very convoluted way to protect your income. You know, and so I don't know, but I'm not, you know, plenty of stupid people have done just to make a point or to make a buck. You know, we got this idiot Trump running, you know, he's ahead. So it's just a weird thing. And I think I'll be interested in getting past all this and then looking back on it and hopefully making sense of it all. Our government doing this stuff that is just patently not freedom based. I do want to touch on Bernie, because he's hanging in there, even though he's definitely not going to get the nomination. At least I don't think he will, and I feel weird encouraging people to vote Hillary, but if it means stopping a Trump presidency, obviously I believe it's to a certain degree worth it. You know, though I do feel like if Bernie were to go indie, I would vote for him. So, you know, and risk a Trump presidency, because I'd rather have a new voice than, you know, old voices. And I know Sanders is old chronologically, and he's been around for a while, but, you know, he's been fairly consistent. So I know he's not perfect, but nobody is. So, and of the imperfect people running, I would prefer he go, because he's been the loudmouth. He's been the unreasonable person. You know, and I'd rather have an unreasonable person in the White House for once, instead of just a person who wants to compromise to get things done. I'm not interested in getting compromised things done. You know, that's been in the Obama presidency, and I'm sure that'll be the Hillary Clinton presidency. So, but that will beat the Trump presidency, hands down. So, anyway, this has been The Pete for The Pete Podcast. Thanks for listening. Let me know what you think. You know the drill. Leave a comment. Say hi on Twitter. And I will hear from you hopefully next week. Thanks for listening so much. This has been The Pete for The Pete Podcast. Keep watching the skies! I don't know why. There's no aliens coming.